Hello, everybody. It's really good to see you all. And hopefully you've seen there's a bit of a theme going on today. We've started off in Malta with a shipwreck and a bit of a self-rescue and a promise from God. We've looked at some guys who serve and help with the local lifeboat, bringing it back to Swanage. And Swanage is a beautiful place to live, isn't it? Swanage is, I mean, the amount of people who moved to Swanage simply because they came on holiday to Swanage and just fell in love with the place is huge. I've been here for, I'm in my sixth year now. My wife and I have been here, we've got our family, and we've been in Swanage for a long time, and I love going out on the coast, I love going out on the hills, I love going out and exploring, and it is a beautiful place for that. We're on the Jurassic Coast, I think it's the UK's only heritage, World Heritage Site, isn't it? It's been a really fortunate place, and it's really nice when the weather's nice, and you go down on the private beach when no one's using their beach hut, and you use the bit of sand in front of their place, and you take your family down there, you enjoy the sea, and you go and you have a really, really good time. But the sea can be a dangerous thing, can't it? And I think any of us who've lived in Swanage for any amount of time know that actually this beautiful place we live in, with this wonderful sea, this beautiful part of the coast, can turn into a bit of a nightmare for other people, can't it? And we're very fortunate we've had some guys come today to talk about what they do. And sometimes these missions go really, really well, and it's really good news. Sometimes these missions aren't quite successful, and that's really sad. But we live in a place where people go out and they have their training and they go out on the water because they want to rescue people. They want to show unusual kindness to people. So the guys in Malta were shown unusual kindness. Roger, the parakeet, was rescued. And I've got a couple of minutes just to tie these things together. In that, as a church, we should be a place which is unusually kind to others. Not just our own members, not just people we like, but we should be a safe harbour for all people to come to and find unusual kindness. Unusual kindness from us, and hopefully they might discover and meet the unusual kindness of God. So our church buildings, the places where we meet, should be safe places for people to come into. The problem is, if the Swanage lifeboat team decided that they had a lovely lifeboat hut, and if you were out sailing one day and a strong wind came along and snapped your mast, and they decided, well, that's okay, we've got a nice safe harbour for them to come into, we've got a cup of tea on the side, we're going to wait for them to come to us, it wouldn't work really, would it? Their job is to go out and find people who need rescuing. That is, a photo nicked off their Facebook site. So that's one of their boats. Because actually, sometimes when the waters are dangerous and it's cold and it's wet and everyone else wants to be at home, safe, with people they love, we've got men and women who decide to do the opposite, don't we? They get to where they need to go quick. When the pager goes, they run. We've had youth nights where the pager's gone and Morgan and Felix have had to stop what they're doing. When they weren't driving, they had to catch a lift off someone. When they are driving, they drive very safely down to where they're going. They're very good lads and they need to go where they're going. And my mum and dad grew up on a seaside town called Largs in Scotland. And there'd be stories of they didn't have pagers. They had a big thing they shot on the air which went boom, a maroon, a big huge cannon thing. And it would go bang. And if you're in the middle of a haircut, you got up and left it. If you're in the middle of dinner, you got up and left it. And you went into where the danger was. You went out to where it wasn't necessarily safe, where someone was in trouble. And you went with a simple mission of trying to bring people back, aren't you? You want to bring people back. Okay? Sometimes we have to work with other people. I believe that's the Coast Guard helicopter. And I know that you guys, you do training, don't you? You have to work together with it. You can't just wing that, can you? You can't just guess at how you operate and work with a helicopter. You need to practice and work together. And as the churches, we need to work and practice with other people as well, don't we? We don't have the monopoly on unusual kindness. There are plenty of other kind, good people in this world. And it's really good to be able to work alongside other people to try and make a change, whether it's the food banks, whether it's helping with the schools, whether it's mentoring or all the things that goes on, whether it's the WAVE doing the youth and children's work, working with other people in town doing the same thing, sharing information and trying to make sure everyone gets back safe. But as a church, I guess our mission is slightly different to that of the lifeboat, in that we believe that Jesus is one who rescues. The name Jesus means he saves. We have a faith which says not that God has a nice safe harbour for you somewhere if you can swim there, get your way there, fix your own mast, repair the engine and self-rescue. We have a faith which says actually when people are out, lost at sea and in danger, we believe, don't we, that Jesus comes and finds them. He didn't have lifeboats in his day, so he talks about a shepherd who went to rescue lost sheep. But it's the same picture. And this is one of the things we try and do in The Wave with Berno and others, and I know in the churches as well, is our main message is this, isn't it? Is that Jesus changes lives. Jesus wants to save people who are in trouble, who've made mistakes. Jesus wants to forgive people. And he wants to bring them home to somewhere safe, somewhere warm, where they'll find family. Now, if someone's in the water, you want a boat or a helicopter. There's no good sending the 4x4 out to sea, is there? But if someone's up the cliffs, that's what you need. There's no good sending the boat. You want the 4x4. And in Swanage, we need to, as churches, find clever, kind, unusual ways of taking Jesus to people who need him. Don't we? Okay. Because he wants to find people who feel like they don't belong or fit in. He wants to find people who feel guilty or ashamed. He wants to find people who feel lost. And he wants to save them. This is what he says. The Son of Man, that's a nickname for Jesus, came to seek and save the lost. And as the church, we have a really exciting role of joining in with that. So whether we're running an open mic night on a Monday so young people feel they can come and make as much noise as they like, but also find out Christians aren't weird or terrifying. Whether we're going into schools or running singing groups or whether we're helping at playtime at St. Mark's, The Wave's message is that we are trying to bring people to Jesus or bring Jesus to them. Now, not everyone wants that, and that's okay. They have to make a choice, don't they? Everyone has to make a decision of where they come and who Jesus is. But we believe everyone should have the opportunity to hear about him. Everyone should have that opportunity to find out what Jesus really said and think about what did Jesus really do. So thank you very much for inviting us or letting us take over the United service today. I'm going to stop right there, I think, and we're going to have one last song, which again speaks a bit of safety in the sea and about the name of Jesus and what he does for us. So thank you very much for listening.